Now, thinking this thing through in terms of politics, here's where we go. Environmental issues are going to start becoming matters of civil unrest and international war. Military analysis institutions such as the American CIA are already studying the prospect of wars over water, which, as the climate change gets worse and as aquifers are pumped out and ill-conceived dams are built, is going to become an increasingly volatile situation, because this could involve literally one country killing off a significant part of the population of another country. However, there's going to be another issue relating to war, unrest, and civil unrest in environmental matters. And those are the issues raised by, among other people, Evo Morales of Bolivia. The issue of climate justice. Can a country like America pig out and destabilize the whole planet and kill everybody else on the planet because they can't control their consumption? Is that going to be tolerable? No, it is not. Now, how are countries going to react to that? That's a very good question. One can see great conflict between parts of the world that are somewhat politically aware, such as Europe, and the irrational nature of America, particularly if the Republicans return to power in 2012. Increasingly, this will be seen as an issue of life and death correctly, and this could lead to enormous unrest vis-a-vis America by poor countries that are being devastated by climate change. Now, we have to go to the whole issue of how this whole situation gets resolved. If a country is going to try to destroy the planet, those people need to be stopped. Now, if elections didn't get the job done, then history will return to good, solid, traditional violence. Good, solid, traditional value of violence. That's why there's so much war and violence in history, because people don't listen to reason. And if people aren't going to listen to reason, they don't have the right to exterminate everything else on Earth. They don't. And they need to be stopped. And they need to be stopped by force. So, a good part of the peace in the West since 1945 has been built on huge mortgages against the future. Cheap energy, cheap oil, destruction of the forests, the whole tidal wave of destruction that's helped finance the so-called boom since 1945. This is starting to run out. And as a result, there's going to be a quarrel about what's left over. And it's not likely to be pretty. It isn't. So it's important to think in terms of, yes, it would be nice if everyone would be reasonable. Yes, it would be nice if everybody could be peaceful. But that's not likely to happen. And just endlessly talking about human rights is ridiculous. There's going to be a struggle for power, and it's going to be a violent struggle for power. And ultimately, it's going to pit those who are aware of life and those who aren't, such as the people suffering from a lot of the Christian religious delusions. There's also going to be a revolution in world religion coming, where this latest attempt, starting in 1900 and going through today, of trying to impose Christianity as the world religion, is going to A, fail, B, produce a violent counter-reaction. And all around the world, you see emergence of original religions. Now, this isn't going to be pretty either, because it's going to be reacting to a very ugly imposition of imperialism, which is likely to lead to a tidal wave of violence in another direction. And also, since the Christians have destroyed so much of the original teaching of original religions, there's a bit of ambiguity as to what these religions are, and that will open up the opportunity for licensing the most appalling forms of cruelty and mass murder and so on and so forth. Paganism wasn't all warm and cuddly to begin with. Not that any religions necessarily are. So the point to understand is that violence is a very legitimate means, and it may be a very necessary means for resolving problems in the future.